This is Jay DeNiro, Fear the Right Hand. You're listening to the OVW podcast, the unofficial podcast of OVW.
Welcome to the OVW podcast, the unofficial podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling. My name is Jackman Oates. I'm joined today, as always, by Brian Hines.
Hey, Jackman. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. We are sitting down today with two special guests, the newly minted, but very, very, very awarded, very, maybe awarded is not the right word, well-loved team at Davis Arena, well-loved yes. team at Ohio Valley Wrestling. It's been the mammoth at the disco. Right?
That was what we went by first.
It was it was just TW3 and Donovan Cecil for a week, but it is now currently Tuss and Chains.
Yep.
Right? Tuss and Chains. Welcome, guys. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
We're glad to have you today.
Glad to be here.
So TW3, we've had you on before. Thank you for joining us again today. Yeah. But I do want to start, every time we have a new guest, there's a question I always like to ask. I think it's a really important question when we're talking about, Ohio Valley Wrestling and your career and stuff. Donovan, how did you get into OVW?
Well, at first, it was heading into my junior year at Kentucky State University.
Okay.
I was playing football. We had just finished our spring game. I broke my hand, but one of my coaches mentioned that OVW was in Louisville, which is a short drive from Frankfort, Kentucky, and I was like, I didn't know there was anything other than WWE as far as wrestling was concerned.
Right.
I was one of those fans. But I was like, okay. I signed up for now the late, great Matt Capitelli's beginner's class, went through his 10-week program, and at the end of it, Gilbert Corsi was still with OVW at the time and was like, we'd love to have you stick around. And I was like, well, I still have 2 years of college left, 2 years of eligibility for football. Went back to Kentucky State, went on, played a little bit of pro ball in a couple of arena leagues, and then got into strongman. And then Al Snow had his first Al Snow Wrestling Academy Combine. Mm-hmm. I took part in that and was the 10th overall pick. I've been at OVW since.
Awesome.
Good
awesome.
Deal.
Yeah. So you're actually the first guy, by to my knowledge at least, definitely the first time Matt Capitelli has been mentioned on this program.
Yeah.
Very important figure in the history of OVW, just
Absolutely.
Like a super beloved guy. What was it like to train under Matt Capitelli?
Oh, it was fantastic. He was a great person and a great trainer. Very helpful in everything that he taught us, was very thorough with everything. I mean, in that 10-week class, it was supposed to be a beginner's class, but at the end of it, me and another student named Matt Bryan, I think he ended up dropping out of wrestling afterwards, but we had a 12-minute match that was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So, for a 10-week beginner's course to be that thorough and really establish that much tells you how great of a trainer he was.
Yeah.
And I've never heard a bad word about Matt Capitelli.
I don't think anybody has
anything bad to say about him.
I was going to say the same thing. It seems like as a trainer and as a person, everyone just thinks that he was a very exceptional person.
Yeah,
he really was. Yeah. I was at the OVW, the first live OVW TV show, and they brought out his beautiful family. And it was, you could tell even then, OVW has great fans. They're very smart.
Yeah.
You could tell even then, how much OVW meant, how much Matt Capitelli meant to OVW by the fans' reaction, how much OVW meant to Matt Capitelli and his family by their reaction.
Absolutely.
Really, really, really special. So what year is that? That's like 2018?
That was 2016.
2016. Yep. Okay. So you've been in wrestling for a long time.
Well, I did the 10 weeks in 2016.
A lot longer than I had thought.
Yeah. I was there for 10 weeks, and then I wasn't in it again until 2021 when I took part in that OVW Combine. So when I came back and did the combine, I tried to tell them, I had some experience with Matt Capitelli. Josh Ashcraft went to bat for me a little bit because he was there helping with the training at the time.
Another great guy behind the scenes.
Another great guy.
And on camera now.
Yeah. But they didn't really want to hear that, so they put me in the beginner's class, which was fine with me because, I had been out of it for years. I went through that with Randall Floyd, or Turbo Floyd as he is now.
Okay. Wow.
Which was an experience.
Yeah.
And then by the time we got done with that, I think there was only three of us left from his class. They moved up to Tony Gunn's intermediate class, and then it was just me and one other guy, and then it was just me, and we moved up to Doug's class, and been hitting the road ever since.
Is it intimidating to kind of not only do you keep like jumping the ladder there, you keep moving up the ladder, but your classmates aren't there anymore.
Yeah.
By the time you get to it, it's just Donovan Cecil.
Yeah.
Is that ever like weird?
That was very scary for me. Cause like when I went through the combine, I was the first guy who didn't have experience taken. Cause like other guys or people taken in that draft was like Luscious Lawrence, Crixus, at the time, heavyweight champion Justin Smooth was the 9th overall pick. And then I was picked right after him. Cut some promo about how I was going to take the title off of him. But that didn't happen. But, you know, went on from there. And I was standing in the back after getting drafted. I'm like, they're not going to pick anybody else who doesn't have any experience until, like, they added a 16th pick and took a guy named Grant, who was a great friend of mine for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there through the beginner's class, through the intermediate class, made it to Doug's class, and then he broke his leg, and then he came back for a little bit, and then he just kind of phased out a little bit, and I'm trying to get him back into it, but, you know, I don't know what he's up to.
That kind of combine of 2021, I think, is going to be – it's shaping up to be this thing that people are going to talk about in the history of OVW for a long time.
Yeah.
We're not very far removed from it, but what does it feel like to be mentioned right inside of those other names and to be, like, a huge name yourself out of that combine?
I mean, it's crazy because, like, you know, when you think of pro wrestling, you don't really think bench press, squat, vertical jump, broad jump, stuff like that as something. You know, you think about that for, like, the NFL or the MLB, something like that. But I thought it was a great opportunity to bring in kind of what, like, NXT is doing, where they're bringing in these athletes that have all this natural potential, and then they can learn how to become a superstar. And that's kind of the ballpark where I came in, because like Luscious Lawrence has always been Luscious Lawrence. You know, I hate the guy. Yeah. He's a terrible human being, but he is
very terrible.
He is a fantastic at what he is. I don't know what I would call him, but he is a fantastic whatever he is.
Right.
A
fantastic creamy daddy, I think, is his preferred nomenclature.
I wouldn't call him that, but you know, I suppose that's what he is. But you know,
sounds horrible.
And Crixus, another guy that was there, I was like, at this combine, I was like, well, shoot, these guys seem like they're pretty legit. Like,
yeah.
You don't look at Crixus and go, well, that guy's a jump.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do with that guy. Yeah.
I'm going to get picked before him.
He told us a little bit about that combine when he was here. And, yeah, I mean, to be picked out of that is no joke. That's no small feat.
Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, there's a couple of guys, you know, I'm not going to mention their names, bury them, but you know, they're on the current roster that they were at that combine and they didn't get picked, you know. So it was a very humbling but also bolstering experience of, I didn't have the experience, but I had enough athletic ability and potential that they could see in me to where they would spend the 10th pick, which is pretty decent, especially right after the heavyweight champion, and bring me in. So
when you played pro ball, did you ever have to go through a combine for pro ball?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Are the pro wrestling combine, the OVW pro combine, and the pro football combine very similar? Like, what are the differences? What are the similarities?
They were very similar in that they had the 225 bench press, which I believe I hit, like, at my pro day for football, I hit 40. At the OVW combine, I, like, dropped weight. I hit, like, 30, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Still pretty decent. But that was at the combine for both the vertical jump and broad jump.
And is that 30 reps?
Yes.
At 225?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just a little impressive. Yo, you only lost 10. You only lost 10. You know. Yeah.
You know, lost 10. But so that was at both the vertical and broad jumper at both. We did a 3-cone shuttle, which is at both. And then the OVW combine had a promo, which obviously isn't in football. In-ring work, not in football, obviously. Mm-hmm. And pull-ups, which, thank God, isn't in football. Like, I absolutely hated the judge that I had, little stick bean of a guy. And he's like, you got to go to full extension on every down rep of the pull-up and then go chin all the way over the bar. I'm like, I'm 330 pounds.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot,
I still hit 7 reps, so, you know.
It's not bad.
Decent. I think that was my worst graded event because they did, like, a scale of 1 to 5. And I averaged 4s and then got, like, a 2 on that. So,
yeah.
You know, I got 5 on the bench and the squad, of course. But
so you make it into OVW, combine, drafted. Rest is history, right?
Yep.
Until this little tag team comes along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You meet a young man. Well, an older man than I would. An older man than I would think. An older man than I would think.
You look fantastic for your age.
Yeah, thank I mean, you. Bro, you look better than me.
Happy late birthday, by the way. You had a birthday not too long ago.
But you meet TW3, the 80s baby. They say, oh, you guys are going to tag team together.
Yep.
You guys look at each other. Two very different guys. Very different competitors. How do you make it work?
I mean, he's the muscle and I'm the speed.
You guys work so well together. It's impressive. I mean, you threw him out of the ring at Beaches and Cream, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not. Yeah, you did. Yep. And it was like, wow.
Yep.
That
as
was
soon as
impressive.
His legs healed, it's going to be even more explosive than that. I mean, we got stuff planned.
We're not
done with them.
I wanted to ask TW3, especially, man, a long veteran like you, it's got to kill you to not be able to get in the ring. And there's two guys that you can look at, and you can blame them pretty much primarily 110% for what happened to you. When you see them, you got to share a locker room with them. They might be here today, later today. You're definitely probably going to see them later tonight at the show. What's it like, man, knowing that these guys wanted to take you off the shelf, wanted to potentially end your career?
So obviously there's something that I'm doing that they're not doing that scares them and scares their complex, whatever it is that they're thinking, that I can take their spot, right?
Right.
And that Donovan and I are going to be able to do something that they're not going to be able to do. So they got to take out one member of it. And it's like, I got lucky that it was only a bone bruise,
mm-hmm.
but like they literally tried to take my leg from me in my career. And like,
right.
I've been doing this a very long time, but I'm just getting started at OVW. So
right.
like for me, you know, I see them and I keep my composure because I know what I have to do and I have to be professional because that's the first part of this is professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like eventually I'm going to get my hands on them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be 100% again. And with me 100% and Donovan 100%, like, they're not going to know what hit them.
We were there that night, and mm-hmm. that was hard to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, that was horrific. And, like, I mean, it's one thing to have beef with somebody, but to, you know, just lay it out like that, it's just wow.
Well, and then you guys come on the scene. You guys come on hot, and people know automatically. We want to see these guys week in and week out.
Yeah.
And you've got these two guys, Luscious Lawrence and Omar Amir, and they've been there a while, and they've done really well for themselves since they've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're intimidated by you within 2 or 3 weeks of your existence, of your arrival as a team, rather. What's when you get put in that situation, that's got to be a little bit of a vote of confidence, right?
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Yep.
What would you guys like to do as a tag team?
I mean, obviously, win the OVW tag team champions.
Gold is definitely something that we want.
Do you have a lot of friends back in the tag team division right now?
I mean, there's not a lot of
There's not a whole lot of tag teams
left.
Going around right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You got the Golden Lions, which, you know, they're friendly, but it's a mutual respect.
Those are some intense guys.
Yes.
Those are some intense guys.
And I do hope, personally, I hope that they beat the Overmen, because I would much rather T-Dub and I defeat the Golden Lions than someone like the Overmen, because let's be honest, Adam Revolver doesn't stand a chance against us.
Human
right?
thumb.
Right.
So, you know, and Joe Mack is just
no sack Mack.
No sack Mack.
Yeah.
But I think the match of us versus the Golden Lions would be something that a lot of people would want to see.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I certainly would.
And I mean, you want to talk about you want to talk about a match I didn't know. I say this all the time. Match I didn't know I wanted to see until right now. I have no reason for you guys to think that you disliked each other. I have no reason to think you would ever be in the ring as separate from each other, but it's clear that you have a ton of respect for them. I bet that they have a ton of respect for you. They're not stupid. They've seen you guys coming up. That would be a hell of a match. It'd be a hell of a match.
Definitely.
Yeah, lots of mutual respect between the two teams. I mean, it's going to be size on size on size, and then T-Dub.
Me with the speed.
You know,
if you were ever found in that situation, T-Dub, What do you do?
Kick and run. Kick and run as much as I can.
You've fought every kind of competitor there possibly is. I know that it can't be that intimidating, especially when you have the strongest man in Kentucky on your side.
Listen, the mutual respect is there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's Shira and it's Cash. I have had the fortunate, you know, I haven't had to have that chop.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if he catches me, he might take my soul. So I'm just Brian, I'm striking and running and tagging Donovan in.
Yeah, producer Tiny Brian, can you confirm or deny that that would
can
be
you tell TW3 what a cash flow chop feels like?
It did feel a little like my soul got shifted. If it didn't go completely out of my body, at least it got one corner knocked out. So
He had to go get checked out. Had to go get checked out.
I mean,
local medical professional.
Yeah, local medical. We took him to the local medical professional. Yep, exactly.
What it comes down to is I'm going to do what I always do, and that's just be the 80s baby. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have Donovan who's been using me as a weapon, and I'm okay with that. I don't know if you guys heard it last night, but I literally looked at him and said, pick me up and throw me at them because I can't do anything right now.
Short amount of time as a tag team together. Seems like you already have a lot of trust for him, for you to be able to let him do that with your body.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially when you're not at 100%.
I've seen him pick things up and put them down. Like, I trust him. Yeah. I trust him with my life.
And you guys do it so effectively, too. Creatively. Every week, mm-hmm. there's a new trick you guys
have.
And just when you think you've seen it all, you guys reach further down into that bag of tricks and you come up with something completely different.
Yep. I mean, don't get us wrong. We study, like, you know, film on, like, other great tag teams that were big guy, little guy combinations. But we've been trying to put our own twist on little things like that, too. Oh. So, and that's what makes us unique, and I think that's what the fans like, too. So
absolutely. Absolutely. What are some of the tag teams that you guys have watched?
Albert and
Scotty Too Hotty. Kane and RVD.
Rikishi and Scotty Too Hotty.
Enzo are now Real One and Big Cass.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So somebody that you guys might run across every once in a while in the locker room.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's got to be cool to to see
it's
the influence.
It's wild in OVW. Like, never in my wildest dreams as a kid growing up watching all these superstars that I think I would share a locker room with. EC3, Enzo, Jesse Godders, Mickey James, Mick Foley, Doug Basham, Al Snow. And there's more names there, too.
That's a Hall of Fame list
anywhere
you go.
That's a Hall of Fame list right there.
Undoubtedly.
You know, as a kid, I grew up watching Al Snow, Doug Basham, and Mickey James, and Mick Foley, especially. The Big Show was there. Paul White now. It's like, this is wild. Like, you know, never in my wildest dreams did I imagine I would meet these people. I'd get pictures with them, and they would actually take time out of their day to give me advice on what they think that I should do as a peer, as you know, somebody who's doing the same thing as them. It's just wild to me.
On the way out here, I did have a question about like strongman competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you define it a little bit more versus just like what powerlifting or weightlifting is? Or
powerlifting is boring for people with no athleticism.
Okay.
So you are either standing or laying down in a single spot. Strongman is picking up stones and loading them over a platform. Sandbags, pick them up and run with them.
That's actually really entertaining to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Like World's Strongest Man, stuff like that. I'm actually trying to qualify for the Arnold this year, so wish me luck on that.
Yeah.
Oh, good deal.
You know, but I'm also actually trying to break the yoke world record this year, which is like a weird apparatus that goes over your shoulder. You pick the weight up and you walk with it. I'm trying to carry 1,300 pounds for 30 feet.
Jesus.
So, you know, I've done 1,250 before, which is technically the world record, but I got to get Guinness there to confirm the weight and everything. But, yeah, I'm trying to do that. And then my next competition will probably be in August, I believe. So that'll be the one where I try to qualify for next year's Arnold.
I think you kind of answered my next question. I want to know, like, what the craziest thing you've ever, like, just like crazy, like what's going to make my jaw hit the floor that you've done in like a strongman competition?
It'd probably be the yoke, but it was instead of having weights attached to the yoke at the bottom, it was actually a hollowed out Ford Mustang.
I figured it was a car in there somewhere. I was guessing maybe a VW Beetle or something, but
80-ish pounds. Oh, God. Had to carry it 50 feet and I finished it in like 14 seconds.
So, wow.
Yeah. I can't even imagine picking up.
I'm faster with things, with weights in my hands than I am just running. Because, like, I watched some of my film back in the ring, and I'm like, I'm kind of slow. And then I watched me at the gym. I'm like, I'm pretty fast if I got weight in my hands. I'm like, you know what? Let me carry T-Dub. And then I'll be
I think we figured out where the offense came from. Can you guys plug your social medias for me real quick?
Go ahead. Yeah, absolutely. It's at Donovan the Mammoth on Instagram and at Donovan Cecil KSM on Twitter. Or X, I guess it is now.
Mine is THE_official_TW3 on Instagram and Twitter, and also on TikTok. They're all the same now. So
sweet.
Oh, cool.
Easy to find. Easy to find. Guys, Tuss and Chains, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.